In the middle of a deep, dark wood, at the bottom of a misty valley, there is a grand old house that hides a magical secret. No one knows who lives there or when the house was built. Perhaps it's always been there. No one seems quite sure. The magic in this strange old house means that every room is home to a different little kingdom, each filled with tiny people, with their own traditions and unshakable belief that their little kingdom is undoubtedly the very best little kingdom in the house. At the heart of the house, there is a fireplace that burns an endless cozy crackle, and on the mantelpiece, hanging above the hearth, there is a castle. Its windows are bright with yellow light, showing silhouettes of the tiny people inside. You see, this twisted tangle of towers and battlements, balanced above the flames, is not just some gaudy old ornament. This is the precarious palace, home of King Smidgen, the ruler of the Mantelpiece Kingdom. For as long as anyone can remember, King Smidgen has been the kind, if slightly eccentric, ruler of the kingdom. He is famous for arranging grand events that all the subjects of the kingdoms that fill the other rooms of the house want to attend.
"How fascinating," the king said as he looked up from his breakfast newspaper. "The toy cars of the kingdom are once again arguing about which is the fastest. Apparently, Edison, the electric car, has new batteries that will make him the fastest car that the kingdom has ever seen."
"I wish my breakfast was moving faster," Queen Scintilla moaned. "Where's my pickled porridge?"
"Let me see where it's got to, ma'am." Chancellor Calculus, the king's most trusted advisor, bowed and hurried out of the room. A minute later, the Chancellor returned with a minion, carrying a steaming bowl of bright yellow porridge. The Queen took a quick taste.
"Needs more vinegar!"
The Queen sent the servant scurrying back to the kitchen with the bowl.
"Well, my boiled ant eggs are delicious," the King replied.